Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is standing by with our national news, and we'll have today's entertainment news as well. But right now, it is Monday, so you know what that means. It is time for Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
We go forward. We perpetuate as we come to be emulations of a greater vicarian of the situation. We preposterously.
Wait a minute. Man.
Preposterously. Gagavaration of Hamilton's. Hamilton's. Of illusions. Let us begin with complaints. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching to you. Deacon, amen. Go ahead.
All right, Pastor. Well, first of all, we are back. The church is officially reopened, and there's a lot of things happening at one time. Now, do you want the choir to sing with their mask on or their mask off? They're asking this question.
Who are you referring to, the senior choir? Which choir are you doing?
Haven't talked to the singing. This is mostly the mass choir. This is mostly everybody.
Oh, the mass choir. Well, no, we're going to take these masks off because, well, we got too many voices in that mass choir. We need to sound massive. Now, if it was a senior citizens choir, I would recommend mass from now on.
Oh, all right. But when the senior citizens is doing COVID.
Mask up.
Mask up and
head coverings.
What happened? Why head covering?
Now, why are we covering?
When the senior citizens, I want mask and face shields.
They got to do all that to sing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to protect them and us.
Okay.
Them from the COVID and us from the sound. Go ahead, D.
Oh!
Pastor, they also asking if it's possible that we get rid of the usher board, because they was mean before we stopped coming to church. And since we coming back, they just want to get rid of the usher board completely.
No, well, that's not going to happen. You have to have an usher board, someone to take care of the seating arrangement. So that's off the table. And I know they mean, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, can you talk to them?
Oh, I tried, but they cussed me last time.
All right. Is it possible that we can maybe send them to the Chick-fil-A ranch? Because they are very polite. They teach you politeness at Chick-fil-A.
So I maybe know, but we did that last time, and it went out there and ate all the chicken sandwiches.
All right. The Fat Baby Weightlifting Contest is coming Saturday. Four-year-old LaDavius is bench pressing 205. Now, the other mothers want him disqualified. They say that he on some baby roids. So, it's your call, Pastor. But LaDavius is benching 205.
I know, but we're going to have to leave him alone because the little fat ass is living that weight now. You know. LaDavius' daddy, Truck Davius. Big ass man, and his mama, Bud Davius, is pretty big too.
What's her name?
Bud Davius.
Bud Davis. Mm-hmm.
Bud Davis, Truck Davis, and the baby named Lud Davius. All of them big.
That's so stupid.
I watched him at the last brunch eat a dozen eggs by himself.
Keeping his little strength up.
Fried too. Oh, Lord, man.
All right, Pastor. Let's see here. Sister Joyce Arterberry wants permission, since we back in church, wants permission to sell her soul food pizza after church. It has greens, fried chicken, chitlins, and government cheese on it. I told her I would get your approval on it. It's your call.
That's not been a big seller. We wish that that's not been a big seller at all. We very disappointed sales. Nobody wants pizza with your chitlins on it. Or the collard greens, to be exactly. Collard greens and dough just don't work out. Yeah, the chicken, she was doing all right with the chicken, but the chicken. put the damn chitlins on there with the baked beans that throwed it way off. And it just took a whole turn. It wasn't even pizza no more.
All right, well, let's keep
I rolled mine along. Up and had a soul food sandwich and just quit calling it pizza. You might be on to something there. Call it a soul wrap. Roll your pizza up and sell it as a soul wrap.
Not the soul wrap.
Soul wrap. That's not bad. The Housewives of Galilee are casting their first season. They want to know if you can approve Sister Carl and Sister Shirley being on the show. The Housewives of Galilee.
I don't think they're going to be willing to share enough information to make the show exciting.
You think they'll be holding back or what? Fighting back?
I don't, you know, you got to look at what they do. You know, Shirley ain't doing nothing but going down to get her nails and her hair done. And, you know, everybody going to be real excited watching Tasha get took down there to cheerleading practice with the white kids.
That's just our lives. That's it.
And, you know, once a...
Boring.
Stopped you know, our checks.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it just ain't the Sisters of Galilee ain't gonna work out. You know, ain't no cussing, ain't no drinking, ain't
no fighting.
They don't do enough of the things that's gonna keep the show interested. And then plus, you know, all the blacks will wanna fight if one of them little white kids make the team and Tasha don't.
So, all right.
We just let you know that ain't finna happen. Not at all.
Not at all.
We rolling. Fifth Wall style, we rolling.
All right. Listen, I haven't met him, but I think you have. But he's one of our deacons virtually. Deacon Nate Robinson wants to do an expedition fight here at the church to raise money. Yo, Carl.
How much can we make off this fight, Deacon? You thinking?
Nate has told me that we can probably raise about $1,600.
$1,600.
After all
well,
expenses.
Well, I think little LaDavious, the four-year-old, might be able to kick his ass.
On those baby roids.
They about the same height. So let's go on and sign him up. Nate Robinson against a four-year-old weightlifting champ, LaDavious. And if LaDavious don't fight him, I got all of my bets, $1,600. Bud Davis can beat his ass. No.
You're going to have to talk to Sister Rachel. Now, she made some sanitizer. She said she made sanitizer for the church. Now, she didn't mix Clorox and Jergens lotion together. Now, everybody's skin is turning white. You're going to have to talk to her.
Yeah, but they is disinfected, though.
They smell good.
That's a fact. That way we know you done sanitize your hands. If they white, ashy white, then we know we sanitize them. Mm-mm. You don't have ashy white hands, you can quit all this clapping in here.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.